Executive summary: disrupt, don't just detect. Put controls at every link from enrollment to recovery to break AI-enabled fraud before first claim and after last dollar. Anchor enrollment to NISP 863, IAL2-IAL3, and CMS risk-based screening to defeat synthetic identities, deepfake credentials, and concealed ownership arrangements. Harden communications. Combine FCC stir-shaken caller authentication with AI-era hotline playbooks, no transfer policies, callbacks to verified numbers, and liveness Q&A aligned to FTC impersonation rules. Adopt graph-native claims analytics tied to UPIC workflows and evidence-grade case files, streamlining referrals and recoupment under CMS program integrity guidance. Set program integrity KPIs and governance now. Regulators have escalated enforcement on impersonation scams and robocalls and are expanding AI-related requirements. Executive position. Build a kill chain, not a point solution. AI-enabled impersonation is collapsing the distance between enrollment, contact center spoofing, and rapid-fire ordering billing schemes. Leaders should implement a kill chain that connects identity, communications, claims analytics, and case-grade evidence so that fraud cannot simply route around a single control. The blueprint below aligns with the Federal Identity Stack, NIST SP 863, CMS risk-based screening, FCC call authentication, and FTC impersonation rules to withstand adversarial AI while supporting UPC-centered investigations. Pillar 1 enrollment. Defeat synthetic providers at the gate. What CMS requires today, CMS mandates risk-based screening of all initial, revalidation, and certain change of ownership applications at limited, moderate, or high categorical risk, with site visits at moderate and high, and fingerprint-based FBI checks at high-risk tiers for 5-cent-plus owners under 42 CFR 424.518 and related provisions. The rule applies at initial enrollment, revalidation, and new practice locations, with categorical assignments, e.g. D-host suppliers and newly enrolling HHAs designated high. CMS complements this with expanded site visit authorities and resumed post-PHE screening operations, strengthening provider and supplier enrollment screening. Ownership and control disclosures plus ongoing reporting are governed by 42 CFR 44.516. CMS may deny or revoke billing privileges for non-compliance, adverse legal actions, or other enumerated reasons under 4443, denial, 424.535, revocation. How to harden enrollment against AI-driven impersonation? Federal Digital Identity Guidance provides the blueprint. NIST SP 863A details enrollment and identity proofing at IAL2-IAL3, including document verification and supervised remote proofing. IAL3 requires in-person or supervised remote proofing with robust operator oversight and fraud controls, SP 863A. To resist presentation injection attacks, NIST requires biometric liveness, PAD, and live capture comparisons during verification, 63A verification guidance. NIST's 2025 draft update further addresses forged and injected media in proofing pipelines, SP 863A draft revision. Operationally, providers use PICAs to enroll and revalidate, with identity controls layered via CMS Identity Management Remote Identity Proofing, RIDP, and Role Management before access to protected functions. PICAs fact sheet, RIDP is documented in CMS Identity Management User Guidance Session needed. Control checklist, map CMS screening to NIST SP 863 PICOS ready, risk tier assignment and triggers, assign categorical risk and apply screening at initial revalidation and location changes, C424.518, apply site visits for moderate high tiers, resume expand site visits per CMS policy, see CMS screening fact sheet. High-risk biometric fingerprint checks require FBI fingerprint-based checks for all 5-cent-plus direct-indirect owners at high-risk tiers, e.g. new DMP HHAs, Parish 424-518, GovInfo PDF. Ownership control and adverse actions. Collect and maintain ownership control disclosures. Report specified changes within 30-90 days, see 424-456. Deny revoke for non-compliance or adverse actions, see Parish 424-535. NIST Identity Proofing, Overlay on PICAS, IAL2 Baseline for Remote Enrollment with Document Verification and Fraud Checks. Upgrade to Supervised Remote or In-Person Proofing for High-Risk Entities, per SP 863A. Capture Live Biometric and Evidence Images, Enforce Liveness PAD per 63A Verification Guidance. Prepare for updated anti-injection media controls and forthcoming NIST revisions. CSP-863A Draft, NIST Authenticator Assurance, Post-Enrollment Access. Require phishing-resistant AAL2 or AAL3 for sensitive functions. 63B defines AALs and authenticator properties. SP-863B add fraud atom checks to enrollment validation. Mismatched licensing, reused addresses, phones across NPIs, unexplained management turnover, and Phoenix patterns, revoked entities reappearing under new shells. Use ownership and control data, CBI-4T4516, and indicators of concealed or proxy ownership to prioritize prepayment holds where risk is elevated. Pillar 2, secure the phones. Stop spoof and cloned voices, regulatory baseline for call authentication. Under the FCC's rules, voice service providers must implement STIR-SHAKEN caller ID authentication and sign calls consistent with attestation policies, with obligations codified at 4764.6301 and related orders. Call Authentication Trust Anchor. In 2024, the FCC initiated further rulemaking on AI-related disclosures and definitions for robocalls. AI Robocalls NPRM Agent Playbook for Medicare Hotlines and Prior Authorization Lines. Caller Authentication and Routing. Ingest STIR-SHAKEN metadata from carriers. Downgrade or detain calls without valid signatures, per 64.6301. Apply a no-transfer policy for identity-uncertain calls. Require redial from a verified number on file or a callback to the official line. Publish and consistently use verified numbers. The official Medicare number is 1-800-MEDICARE. Medicare contact page, liveness and challenge response. Deploy agent scripts that require dynamic, account-specific facts not exposed in breaches, avoiding KBA trivia, consistent with phishing-resistant authentication principles in SP-163B. Require short hold and callback flows when voices sound synthesized, caller ID appears spoofed, or attestation is weak. Remind beneficiaries that caller ID can be faked. FTC Medicare Scam Guidance, Evidence and Escalation, Record Provenance and Consent. Retain STIR-SHAKEN fields and store challenge response transcripts for any case flagged as impersonation, see FTC rule below. When suspicious calls reference benefits or ordering, route to SIU UPSQ with call metadata attached. Pillar 3, Graph Native Claims Analytics, tied to UPIC workflows, network patterns in telefraud, DME and genetic testing rings. Fraud rings often bootstrap from contact centers into rapid ordering and billing pipelines, short duration call bursts to beneficiaries, immediate ordering of DME or tests, out of area prescribers, repeated device test panels, and transient addresses phones that hop between NPIs. While specific patterns vary, a graph model should compute features across entities, NPIN, relationships, ownership, control, locations, communication fingerprints, and time to surface ring cohesion and rapid-fire sequences for prepayment review. Use CMS ownership control reporting as anchor attributes, CBI-4T4516, and apply indicators of concealed or proxy ownership. Know your provider, graph model, entity layer, NPI, EIN, licensing numbers, accreditation, sanctions, ownership control nodes from enrollment disclosures, C-424-516. Communications layer, phone numbers, calling signatures, shaken attestation history, hotline interaction risk signals, place layer, practice service addresses, geo-consistency, co-location with other high-risk nodes, behavioral layer, ordering to billing latencies, temporal spikes, SKU device test panel repetition, beneficiary clusters, risk heuristics, Phoenix patterns, revoked new shell, concealed proxy ownership markers, recycled assets, phones, devices, addresses, and sudden specialty pivots. Score prepayment risk using combined graph centrality, anomaly features, and communications provenance. Prioritize UPIC referral for high cohesion rings and order holds when risk exceeds predefined thresholds aligned to program integrity tolerance. How UPICs fit and how to feed them. UPICs investigate suspected fraud, waste, and abuse across Medicare and Medicaid under CMS program integrity policies. Use CMS Program Integrity Manual, guidance to structure data exchange referrals and case documentation workflows. 10. Provider and supplier enrollment. Standardize referral packets with enrollment artifacts, ownership graphs, call metadata, STIR-SHAKEN recordings, ordering billing timelines, and beneficiary impact summaries. Track referrals and investigative artifacts in the National Case Management Systems as required by CMS Program Integrity Procedures. Pillar 4, Evidence Grade Auditability. Aligned to FTC impersonation rules, the FTC's trade regulation rule on impersonation of government and businesses, effective April 1, 2024, strengthens enforcement and remedies for government business impersonation scams, FTC impersonation rule final. The Commission has proposed expanding the rule to cover impersonation of individuals and related facilitators, with proceedings ongoing. SNPRM individuals and facilitators to the case file requirements, provenance chain for recordings, timestamps, agent IDs, consent language, and unaltered audio originals, hash and store with retention policies matching legal holds, communications evidence, stir shaken attestation fields, call route headers, and carrier traceback identifiers where available. CRASH 64.6301 requirements, challenge response transcripts, prompts, caller answers, and the decision log that justified escalation or denial. Deception artifacts, screenshots or files showing misuse of government branding, spoofed numbers, URLs, or AI voice indicators, mapped to prohibited tactics under the FTC rule. Victim beneficiary notifications and remediation steps documented per consumer protection best practices. Impersonation losses are significant, with FTC reporting 2.95 biz in 2024 across impersonation categories. FTC 2025 Overview, Operating Model, Roles, RACI, and Artifacts, Role Program Integrity Leadership, Agency Plan, Own the Kill Chain Strategy, Fund and Govern Enrollment Proofing, Communications Controls, Analytics, and Evidence Retention, Enrollment Operations, PCOS, MAC, Execute CMS Screening and NIST Aligned Proofing, Manage Site Visits and Fingerprint Check Compliance, Maintain Ownership Disclosures, SIU and Analytics, Operate Graph Analytics, Triage Alerts, Orchestrate Call Center Risk Policies, Prepare UPIC Ready Referral Packets, UPICs Investigate Referrals, Coordinate with Law Enforcement, Drive Payment Suspensions, Revocations, and Recoveries per CMS Policy, Legal Compliance, Ensure Evidentiary Sufficiency under FTC Rule, Steward Discovery and Litigation Holds, Oversee Consumer Communications, Data Sharing Touchpoints and Artifacts Enrollment, Analytics SIU, IAL AAL Outcomes, Document Forensics Results, Ownership Graph Extracts, Site Visit Findings, Fingerprint Status, Communications, Analytics SIU, Stir Shaken Fields, Call Recordings and Consents, Challenge Response Transcripts, Call Risk Scores, Claims Payments, Analytics SIU, Ordering to Billing Timelines, Provider Benepanels, SKU Device Codes, Geospatial Summaries, SIU Analytics, UPIC, Standardized Referral Packets with Evidence Indexes and Chain of Custody Notes, Aligned to Program Integrity Guidance, CPIM, C10. Targets and KPIs, Managing to Outcomes, Leaders should set a tight KPI suite that links actions to recoveries and risk reduction while anchoring definitions to federal rules and measurements. Enrollment anomaly rate by risk tier per -4/1A categories with time to decision and percent placed on supervised proofing. Caller authentication pass rate and detained deflect rate on low attestation calls per stir shaken policy. Heart impersonation case closure cycle time with complete FTC rule artifacts. FTC final rule, prepayment hold yield, and UPIC referral acceptance rate per standardized packet criteria. Beneficiary harm prevention, number of impersonation attempts deflected and consumer notifications issued. Context: FTC reports continued high losses to impersonation. FTC 2025 overview, Visual A, the AI fraud kill chain map enrollment, communications, ordering, billing, recovery, control points and artifacts, enrollment, PCOS. Controls, PRAE 424.51 teen risk tiering, site visits, high-risk fingerprints, IAL2, IAL3 proofing with liveness pad, artifacts, ownership control disclosures, doc forensics results, proofing logs, communications, hotlines, prior auth, controls, stir, shaken attestation, no transfer, callback to verified numbers, liveness Q&A, record provenance, artifacts, stir, shaken fields, recordings, challenge response transcripts, ordering controls, prepayment holds on unverifiable orders, outlier and ring cohesion scoring, credential use checks, artifacts, ordering timelines, provider graph risk, specialty distance checks, billing payment controls, anomaly detection on rapid fire schemas, documentation sufficiency checks, targeted edits, artifacts, claim clusters, SKU device test panel repetition, Benny impact summaries, recovery enforcement controls, SIU referrals, suspensions, revocations, denials per prior to 44-530-535, FTC evidence standards, artifacts, standardized UPIC packet, legal hold evidence, beneficiary notices, Visual B Program Integrity KPI Dashboard 2025 to 2027, Operational Metrics and Reference Anchors, Enrollment Anomaly Rate by 44.518 Tier, Target minus 25% by 12 months, Caller Auth Pass Rate, ABC Attestation, Target 95% Signed Inbound, Impersonation Case Files with Complete FTC Artifacts, Target 100% UPIC Referral Cycle Time, Packet Ready to Acceptance, Target Beneficiary Impersonation Deflection Count. Context: High National Losses from Impersonation Scams Reported by FTC. 18 to 24 Month Outlook. The Emerging Compliance Baseline AI Safe Communications. Expect sustained FCC pressure on caller authentication, increased traceback, and possible AI content disclosure obligations as proposed in the AI robocalls preceding FCC AI NPRM. Impersonation Enforcement. FTC will continue to leverage its final rule and may extend protections to individual impersonation and enablers, raising evidentiary expectations for case files. FTC's PRM, prepayment controls. With stronger identity and communications baselines, programs will expand prepayment holds on unverifiable orders and require standardized, audit-ready referral packets to UPX per CMS program integrity processes. Identity proofing. Expect adoption of supervised remote proofing and stronger liveness PAD across high-risk tiers as NIST finalizes SP-863 updates, SP-863A, draft revision. Implementation roadmap, 90-180-365 days, first 90 days. Codify risk tier overlays. Require supervised remote or in-person proofing and liveness PAD for high-risk enrollments. Update PCOS checklists. Turn on call safeguards. Enforce no transfer policy and call back to verified number flows. Capture stir-shaken metadata in call logs. Define UPIC packet template, enrollment artifacts, ownership graph, communications evidence, ordering billing analysis 90-180 days. Deploy KWP graph features. Integrate hotline risk data. Implement prepayment hold rules for unverifiable orders. Instrument KPI, dashboard and evidence chain. Conduct tabletop exercises on FTC rule compliance bot 1880 to 365 days. Scale supervised proofing to 100% of high-risk tiers. Broaden PAD coverage to defeat deepfake credentials. SP-863A, automate UPIC referrals. Measure cycle time and acceptance. Close loop on revocations denials under Product Effort Order 24 through an appendix. Public one-pager. How to spot Medicare deepfake calls and what to do. Share this with beneficiaries, families, and caregivers. Don't trust caller. Scammers can spoof the display to look like Medicare or a known clinic. FTC, Medicare scams. Hang up and call back using a verified number. Dial 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, or the number on your plan card, not a number given by the caller. Medicare contact. Watch for red flags, threats, pressure to act fast, requests for your Medicare or Social Security number, or offers of free genetic tests, braces, or equipment. AI cloned voices sound real. If a caller's voice sounds off or scripted, stop. Verify with a callback to an official number. Report it. Share details with the plan, 1-800-MEDICARE and the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Medical identity theft resources are available from HHSOH Consumer Alert. Protect your number. Don't share your Medicare number for unsolicited offers. Talk to your doctor or plan before agreeing to any test or equipment. Why this matters. Impersonation scams continue to cause substantial consumer losses nationwide, and regulators have increased enforcement powers and penalties for impersonating government and businesses. FTC 2025 Overview. FTC Final Rule. Closing. Lead the Kill Chain AI has erased the seams between enrollment, communications, and billing. The organizations that will win on program integrity will redesign to a kill chain model. Tight identity proofing, authenticated communications, graph analytics tuned to UPIC workflows, and bulletproof evidence. The controls and artifacts in this blueprint are actionable now and aligned to federal standards and rules, positioning your teams to reduce risk, accelerate recoveries, and protect beneficiaries as enforcement tightens.